This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the Rising Northeast Investor Summit in New Delhi. The two-day event marks the culmination of various pre-summit activities, such as a series of roadshows and states' roundtables, including ambassadors' meet and bilateral chambers' meet organized by the central government with support from the state governments of the northeastern region. The third multi-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimuri Karunanidhi, which is a part of seven delegations under India's aggressive global campaign to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism, arrived in Moscow today. Talking to the media, Ms. Kanimuri Karunanidhi said, Russia has been a strategic partner and both countries have always worked together on diplomatic issues and trade. She emphasized the importance of reaching out to Russia when India has been facing terror attacks time and again.
It becomes very important at this point to reach out to Russia when we have been facing terror attacks time and again. We've lost 26 lives in India. The government of India and the Prime Minister have decided that MPs from across the country, from different parties, have been sent to represent the India stand against terrorism.
The Kanimuri-led multi-party delegation will visit Spain, Greece, Slovenia and Latvia in the later phases of their visit. Meanwhile, the multi-party delegation, led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha, interacted with ambassadors and diplomats of Brazil, Australia, Colombia, Greece and South Korea in Tokyo, Japan. During the interaction, Mr. Jha said, every terrorist activity in the world has some or the other link in Pakistan, which is a new normal. He added that if anything happens to Indian citizens, India will hit back.
Every terrorist activity in the world has some or other link in Pakistan. So this time, our Prime Minister has also said it's a new normal. It's enough is enough. You cannot talk anymore now. If anything happens to our citizens, we will hit back. We will tell you.
Global rating agency Fitch Ratings has raised India's GDP growth potential by 0.2 percentage points or to 6.4% over the next 5 years. The move comes following a sharper rise in the country's labor force participation rate in recent years. Fitch highlighted that the revised estimate for India shows a stronger contribution from labor inputs, mainly total employment. The Trump administration has barred Harvard University from taking international students. U.S. Department of Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem has written a letter to the Harvard University in this regard. In the letter, Department of Homeland Secretary said this move will force existing students to transfer to other schools or lose their legal status. It said that the action should not surprise the university authorities, as it was inevitable as the university failed to comply with the demands of the U.S. government. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. The Met Department also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Gujarat over the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD predicted thunderstorms accompanied with gusty winds and lightning over Haryana, Punjab, Delhi, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad. Meanwhile, heat wave is likely to prevail over West Rajasthan over the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD also predicted dust storms over the region. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth will take on Thomas Junior Popov of France in the men's singles quarterfinal this afternoon. Srikanth advanced to the final eight by defeating Nahat Nguyen of Ireland 23-21, 21-17 in the pre-quarterfinal yesterday. Meanwhile, India's mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krastu and Dhruv Kapila has bowed out of the Malaysia Masters tournament. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow at 7:30 this evening. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants recorded a 33-run win over table toppers Gujarat Titans at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.